We are learning Masechta Sukkah, Daf Mem Hei Amud Beis, and we're beginning on top of the Amud. We are continuing with Purushim in the Pasuk, Isru Chag Ba'avoisim at Karnas and Mizbeach, that we say at the end of Hal. Om Rav Yir, Mishum Rav Shim Ve'yichoy, Rav Yechidon, Rav Yechidon, Mishum Rav Shim Ha'machuzi, Mishum Rav Yechidon Ha'machuzi. Kala Oysa, Isru L'chag Ba'achila V'shusia, anyone makes a knot for the yomtiv with eating and drinking, mala lava kasa gilu bana mizbeach. Katz gilu built a mizbeach, mikvah lava carbon. He brought a carbon. Shenema isru chag ba'avoisim. If you tie the yomtiv ba'avoisim with fat animals, ad karas mizbeach. It's like you brought a carbon. Now, what does this mean exactly? So Rashi's first shot means that if you mechabed yomtiv with oichel and mashke, so then avoisim means with good food, then it's keilu you brought a carbon on mizbeach. It's keilu brought dam on the mizbeach. But the mashal says, what's such an iser the fiza? What's such an iser? So Mashal says, Fizeh means like there's a way when you eat, you have to eat the right way. Not chilagasa, not yosimadai. So you have to have some isurim. Doing those isurim, that will help make the oinig yontif good, and that's kilu balam mezbech. But Rashi has another pshat. Rashi says, Isru chag means that you tie another day to the end of the chag. That's what it means. You tie something to the end of the chag with extra chilav eshtia, that's kilu bor carbon. That means it's showing the chashivas, I don't want Yom Tov to leave. And that's the makar for what we call Isru Chag, is this is the Gemara, according to Rashi's second pshat. Rashi in the fourth line says, Yesh Emrim Yom Shal Acha Chag. Isru Chag means that Yuz Mechabed, the last day of the day after Yom Tov, that is Kilu, you brought Kabbalah on his back. Omer Chizkir Amar Yom Yom Shem Echoy. Kol HaMitzvahs Kulon. So that's the end of the pshatim of Isru Chag v'Isru Karnas Be'ach. We had three pshatim. Either pshat is it's going on the Aravis, that was very high, or pshat is it's going on shaking the luav, or it's going on eating and drinking on yontiv, either on yontiv or after yontiv, the day after yontiv. Omer chizkan v'yemem shemar shemar yechai, kol mitzvahs kulam in od v'yotze, behem el derech glosom. All mitzvahs, when you do the mitzvah, you have to do it derech glosom, the way it grows. Shenema atzei shitim imdim. When they built the mikshkan, they built it with atzei shitim that are standing. So why is Lashon Oimdim? So Oimdim means, if it is, that means it's standing up. Derech Yulasa. Taina Mahachi. Atzei Shittim Oimdim. It says by the Mishkan that they built the Mishkan with Atzei Shittim that was standing. So Oimdim Derech Yulasa. It was stood the way it grew. Dava Acha, another pshat. We had this in Mesechus Yuma. Dava Acha. Oimdim Shema Midim Es Tzipuyayim. It holds its plate, its gold covering. That means that the gold covering on the krushim weren't melted onto the beams. It was knocked in with nails into the atzei shittim, and that's how it was held up. So it's being maimed the gold plates. And Rashi says it also wasn't just a gold plate that stood up by itself. It was mounted on the atzei shittim. That's what oimdim means. Dava acha oimdim shema tama of a sivrim batzichuya. Maybe the hope and the yearning of ever seeing the Atzei Shittim again, Arbatol, Tamalema, Atzei Shittim, Oimdim, Shaimdim, La'olam, La'olam, La'olam. It's there forever. And Miyat Hashem, when the third base of Mikdash is being built, we are going to have the Atzei Shittim. And the Akhreya Mucha, L'Khair, it's not going to be built with Atzei Shittim, but it's going to be there somewhere. We're going to have the Atzei Shittim in the new third base of Mikdash. Bamachis, Gamma Yerim, Shem, Shem, Rechoy, Yocha, Ani, Lifter, Askolam, Kulam, and Adin, Miyoim, Shinav, Reisi, Ad Ata. I could patter the whole world medin, which means because of my schus, the whole world would be worth to be created and will stay afloat from the day I was born until now. V'lamali laza b'ni imi, if my son Allah is with me, v'yayim shivayim la'akhsha, from the beginning of the world till now. V'lamali yosem b'ni zo, if you add on the melech Yehuda named yosem b'ni zo imaru, v'yayim shivayim la'akhsha, from the beginning of the world till the end of the world, to the end of time, They would be around, the world would stay afloat, b'schus, these three tzaddikim. Now, what was special, first of all, about Yosem? So Rashi explains, Yosem's father, Uzio, became a Metzora, and he couldn't serve as a king. So really, the de facto king was Yosem. But still, he was not noig with a keser, with the crown of Malchus, that all Kozman's father was alive. Even though he was in charge, he could have easily being the king, but covered his father, he did not do that. And we see from here Ben Yechabedov, the godless, and how much kibud avim he had. And the Mashal explains that what's the significance of these three tzaddikim? That these three tzaddikim had very little olam hazeh. Imagine if Shimon Echai was in a cave for 12 years, him and Allah Zavanoi didn't have anything besides for a little water and some buckser for 12 years, nothing. And they all they did was learn Torah all day. So b'schus that most people, they have some kind of olam hazeh. They had no olam hazeh whatsoever. And b'schus that alone could hold up the entire world. And the Baruch Hanan says a similar thing. Baruch Hanan also says, the Lashon is like this. Special schos, they didn't get any Kabbalah's Ilm Haba in this world. They had mamash nothing from this world. I looked around for Bnei Aliyah, which means people who are royal to Makabu Pnei Ashkina, and they're very little, very few of them. If there are 1,000, ani bnei mehem. Me and my son are from those 1,000. Imeya, if there's 100, ani bnei mehem. Me and my son are from them. Im shnayim, if there's only 2, ani bnei mehem. We're only 2. Kaponim is saying at the most there's 1,000, and whatever it is, me and my son are part of that. Break the mark. Mizut tukuli hai. It's only 1,000 who are mekal pnei yashchina. V'amar rava. Tamnisari Alfe Dora Hava. There's 18,000 rows of tzaddikim, the Kamei Kosh Brichu. Shinemar, Sovish Moinas Elef. Around Hakaris Baruch, there's 18,000. Sam for the Gemara. It's not Shver. One's 1,000, one's 18,000, but it's not Shver. Loi Kosha. Hod Mistakli Baspak Laria Hameira. Hod Loi Mistakli Baspak Laria Hameira. That is a difference. Those 18,000 sat in front of Hakaris Baruch, but there was a black, they couldn't see. But Masha'enkein, these Bnei Aliyah that Rav Shimon Ben Chai is referring to, they can see Mamish like a window. It's like a window to whatever that means. They can see the Shechina through a window. It's only so little. It's only two, we're saying. That's all it is. They're saying that it's 1,000 or 100 or maybe only 2. That's it. But I'm asking a kasha because it says there's no less than 36 tzaddikim that are mekabel pnei yashchina every day. It's praiseworthy those who hope for Hashem. There's 36, and it's not mistaken to say they can't see b'spach the army area because it says ashrei kol choychi loy. It says loshen ashrei, and also we said before it's 18,000. So it sounds like b'aspak l'ariyah ha'meira, there's at least 36 b'chol l'yayim. So more like kasha, ha'da'ayil b'bar. Those who could dafka go in front of a shechina b'rishus, and some, they go even without rishus. And that's what he's saying, that if there's very few of those, and if it is, it's me and my son, that's the ones who go in shaloi b'rishus. So the more vayta, b'shas b'tiros v'ayin oimrim. It says when they leave the Mizbeach, what do they say? So one of the things they say is that we're doing this, all this cover we're doing, l'Hashem v'l'cha Mizbeach. L'cha Mizbeach. For Hashem and for you the Mizbeach. Freitim v'akasha, v'akam ashtat v'shem shemayim dov ha'acha. You mean ashtat v'shem shemayim with something else. V'tayin l'tan abray. So kol mashatev shem shemayim dov ha'acha. Nekem na'olam. Gets a terrible oynish. Anyone who is mashatev shem shemayim with something else, He loses his place in this world. Shneimar bilti l'Hashem levada. It says only Hashem. When you praise Hashem, it's only Hashem. You can't be mitzar of something else. So Mar says you're right. We're saying two different things. L'ka anachnu moedim. For Hashem, we are giving thanks for giving us the opportunity to bring this arava. V'l'cha onu m'shabchim. And to the Mizbeach, we are praising the Mizbeach. Look, that the Mizbeach alone is Chav Fnei Hashem to Mechap on us. So to Hashem we are thanking, and we are praising the Mizbeach that it's so Chav Fnei Hashem. We're just praising the Mizbeach, but the Moedim is to Hashem. So it's two separate brachas, two separate things. Then it says in the Mishnah, Kamaseo B'choil, it says Kach Maseo B'Shabbos. And the post says, Rabbi Yechanan brought Chariya Shal Dekel Mevin. What Chariya Shal Dekel? Zokta Gemara. Omravunu, my time with Rabbi Yechanan Mevraika. The Chsiv Kapois tomorrow. Shnaim. Just like we darshan arve nachat, we two, he darshan kapos, shnayim. Achas lulav, achas mizbeach. One's for lulav, one's mizbeach. And Tosis explains that according to Rabbi Yochanan, there's no drasha of arve. And the thing you bring is not arava. You bring a branch of a dekel tree, learning out from this pasuk of kapos, of kapos, loshen rabim, because he holds lesh ein lemikra. And therefore, you bring, every single day, you bring these branches of a palm tree. That's what you brought, not a rava. He doesn't hold lachem as mesina of a rava. This is what he holds up. This is what he holds up. Rabbanon, and the Gemara says, we're going to break the holes from kapois, that there's a din, achas lulav, achas mesbeach. Rabbanon amri, kapas ksiv. Because if you read the pasuk, there's no vav there. So the mikra is kapois. But the reading is kapas, therefore Rabbanon argue, we're going to break and hold, there's no din of bringing these branches of a dekel tree. Rav Levi Aymer, no, the Rav Yechon Breker doesn't argue on Arve Nachal, Avadi bring a Rava. He held that there was a Svara, you brought another thing. And you wanted to, just like a Tamar, just like a palm tree. Ma Tamar ze ein lo yalev echad, the mitzvah of a palm tree is, only has one leaf. Af Yisrael, ein lehem el leiv echad laviyam shereshmayim. Also, Klai Yisrael only has a leiv echad laviyam shereshmayim. So just like a palm tree, Rashi says, has like this moyach, has this like marrow that's like a lave, has one lave, one marrow, has like a heart. The same thing is Gans Klai Yisrael has one heart to serve Avim Shoshvayim, to serve a Kares Baruch Hu. And Taisa speaks out, Lafidus Vandi Amar, that maybe it was only one day, it wasn't all 7 days, and there was a Arava. It just was a one-time thing to show the Shvach of Klai Yisrael. We bring these tomorrow to show this is what Klai Yisrael is, Lave Echad Lavim Shoshvayim. The next Gemara is a very important Gemara. We continue on the next daf. Also, we're not going to finish today's sugya, but the halacha of the brachas on sukkah and on lulav. Amar Rav Yehuda Mashmul, lulav shiva. The bracha on lulav is every day of the 7 days you make a bracha on lulav. V'sukkah yom echad. But sukkah you make a bracha once at the beginning of sukkahs and that's it. What's the reason? My time, a lulav the mafski leilas miyamim. A night you're not chayev a lulav. So this is not chayev for lulav at night. So therefore, there's a hefsik between every day. So every day is a new mitzvah, so you make a new bracha. Ma'ashenkein sukkah, which is every day, let's read it inside. Lulav d'mavski l'ayles v'yomim kol yoyim mitzvah v'yomim. Every day is a new mitzvah. He sukkah d'mavski l'ayles v'yomim, it's continuous. The whole 7 days, one big mitzvah. Kula shivak chad yoyim ha'richa, it's one long day, domo, and you make a bracha beginning, and that's it. That's the first shita. But Rabba Rachana, Amar Rabbi Yechron, no, the opposite. Sukkah shiva. Sukkah make a bracha every day to 7 days. Velulav yom echad. And lulav is only one day. My time. Because this Rabbi Yechron holds, sukkah the raisa shiva. Sukkah is that the raisa bracha every 1 to 7 days. It must mean in the mikdash. Lulav is the rabbanon sagile bechad yom. Lulav is only the rabbanon is enough with one bracha. Because this man never holds that you don't make a bracha on the rabbanons. That's Rabbi Yechon holds. And the Gemara later on is going to say it's not like that. That's why in Ner Chanukah you make a bracha. But right now, Rabbi Yechon holds that on the rabbanons you don't make a bracha. Ki also Ravin or Rabbi Yechon, Echazev, Echazev, Shiva. Each one you make a bracha all 7 days. And on that, Tosh speaks out that's still different, even though they're both 7 days. Because Lulav is only once a day. But Sukkah, you can make a bracha a few times a day. Every time you leave and come back to eat and drink, you make a bracha again. Rav Yosef says we pass like Rabbi Achana holds that Sukkah is 7 days lulav is yom echad because two amarayim and Rav Yechon hold that Sukkah is for shiva. But then tomorrow later on we'll explain more, we'll go more, and we'll see. We don't pass in like this. We pass in all both days are 7 days. But Mitzvah Hashem on the next year we'll continue the sugya by Riches about making a bracha on every one of the days of the 7 days of Sukkah, so only on one day.